The Weekly Dish podcast is presented by Common Ground Minnesota. Food and farming conversations from Minnesota women in agriculture. Learn more at commongroundminnesota.com or follow them on Instagram at commongroundminn.
Hey, everybody, it's Steph March for Common Ground Minnesota. Listen, food brings out the passion in people, so let's talk about food together. Common Ground Minnesota is an online resource for you to do that, and it's run by volunteer women farmers from Minnesota of all walks. We're talking big farms, small farms, we're talking dairy, we're talking produce. These women in agriculture are growing and raising the food that we all eat. We love to have a chat with them about what it means to be sustainable and what does it mean when they're using pesticides and why are they doing it. All of this is available at Common Ground Minnesota website. It's commongroundminnesota.com. And then on that new website, you guys, there are videos, there's, you know, FAQs, there's topics, there's a great blog, all sorts of things, and recipes and farm dogs, too, by the way. So there you go. Commongroundminnesota.com is your great resource for everything food and families and farms. Don't forget, check them out on Instagram at commongroundminn. Welcome back to Weekly Dish on MyTalk 107.1. I'm Stephanie March.
I'm Stephanie Hansen.
And we are so glad you could join us today on this crazy time. Listen, this is the time of the show that we do the top two in hour two.
Give him the 0-1-2! 1-2-1-2. And now, the Weekly Dish presents...
Top two, top two.
The top two...
Pick your best two.
In hour two.
All right, give me two. With him.
Okay, so there are a couple things that we might be moderately obsessed with. I'm going to have you go first, because I have to come up with some.
Okay, first of all, I want you to know that the Golden Valley Brewery that I like a lot, Ooda Pils, is having their four-year anniversary this month, and they have $4 beers and lots of fun activities. They've got a great outdoor area. They also have pretty high ceilings if you're interested in sitting indoors, and you can celebrate 4 years at Ooda Pils Brewery anytime. We went there last weekend and had a beer.
Did you have to wait a long time?
We did have to wait a little bit to sit outside, but it was super fun and we had a good time.
Ooda Pils. Yeah, we were gonna go, and then I decided it was too risky to sit around and wait. Yep. And so we ended up on a patio. But the one I'm gonna shout out is the thing that we ate on that patio, which is a patty cake. I mean, I just have to, I know we talk about her every once in a while, but Patty Soskin, mm-hmm. and you know, the chocolate cake with white frosting at Yum Kitchen and Bakery. I mean, that is the standard birthday fare, I think. I think that if you're wondering what to get someone as far as like a bakery item for their birthday, get them a slice of patty cake and you're going to be universally loved.
And they'll be so happy.
They will be so happy. I think so. So that's my first one. What's your second one?
Let's see. Oh, someone just, my second one is, it's kind of a weird one.
Okay.
Ina Garten. And I think about Ina Garten when I think about Palomas, because I love Palomas and I have shared the recipe with Hornitos on the air for Palomas. Mm-hmm. And I know it's like 0 degrees, but Ina Garten just,
it does feel weird.
She just had on her Insta story a frozen Paloma with fresh squeezed ruby red grapefruit juice, tequila, squeezed lime, simple syrup, ice, salt. And she made a frozen blender Paloma that just looked fantastic. And I was like, oh, I've got this bottle of Hornitos. That's exactly what I'm doing with it.
That's
I'm going to make
doing.
A frozen Paloma. And yeah. I'm probably going to have it tomorrow.
But here's the deal. Like, I also eat ice cream during that.
You know what
I
mean?
Like, so I don't have any problem with
and
that.
And I can sit in front of my gas fireplace with my frozen Paloma that Ina Garten made and
you
be perfectly
make your
happy.
You can get your entire, like, blanket situation. And
oh,
just...
I have been wrapping up in this cashmere scarf that I bought.
Oh, that's nice. That's smart. See, that's it. It's just the small things
I ever spent.
I'm telling you, that cashmere is a killer.
Oh, I've been sleeping in it.
Have you really?
It's like, why do you keep sleeping in that scarf?
Sometimes I do that too, where I just go to bed. I don't get into jammas or anything.
No,
I just go to bed.
Like having, because your head stays out of the covers and just having this warm little scarf on your
neck. Do your feet come out of the covers or stay under?
I am terrible.
What are you terrible? No, that is
I'm hot. I'm always in a tank top and then I'm freezing.
So your feet go out or they stay under?
Okay. Whole legs.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have just a duvet that I can muscle around.
I don't do sheets. Drive me crazy. Okay, this is getting weird. Anyway, my second one I'm going to tell you is Suki and Mimi. I got to tell you.
Oh, it looks so pretty.
I walked in. I got a little sneak peek. You know, I walked in, and Suki and Mimi is the Ann Kim project, which has taken over the Lucia's spot in Uptown. And I mean, I got to say.
It looks like a mid-century modern dream.
In Mexico, a mid-century Mexican modern dream. Yeah. I don't know. It feels like a hacienda, but not. And it feels like, you know, a modern kind of like vacation rental.
So much beautiful wood and pretty textures.
I got to tell you, the softness of the wood, I used the word buttery like 600 times in the article because I couldn't stop because it literally, I touched every surface because it was just smooth, you know, and it was beautiful. And I just thought this was such a culmination for them. They gutted the Lucia's space. Mm-hmm. There's no Lucia's about it, except for like one brick, you know, center place. But that's kind of how it should be, you know? And it is just, it's so intuitive and it's so female without being, you know, lady, mm-hmm. you know? And I feel like it just evokes that sort of relaxation. There was a calm. I'm not kidding you. There was just kind of a chill calm when I walked in. And all the textures and the woods and the herringbone tiles on the floor. It's a stunner. And it's also really intuitive. And that to me is something that it means is thoughtful. So that I think that if we can do that going forward, and this is what Ann Kim said, she's like, all the textures, all the sights, all the smells, we have to start thinking about that as we go forward post-pandemic because all of us have learned now how to stay home, right? We've kind of created a pattern of staying home more. And as restaurateurs, they're like, we need to start thinking more about how to draw you guys back in. I mean, granted, safety-wise, everything else, of course, that's the main priority. But also, what are we going to give you that you can't get at home?
I have been thinking about this.
Good.
Because takeout is takeout.
Yeah.
And even if it's good takeout, it's takeout. There's just something about it where I'm plating it up in my house. Even if it's beautifully done, it's takeout.
Yeah.
And when I went this week to Smack Shack and I sat outside on their heated patio that's a screened-in patio. I felt very safe. It's the first place I've been. Mm-hmm. And I immediately ordered fish. I ordered halibut in a beurre blanc sauce because I'm like, I won't make this at home.
Right.
And it was the most beautifully cooked piece of fish I can recall ever having in my life. And whether it was or wasn't, I don't know. But I was so there the experience that someone was serving me, that there was a proper drink. It was just great. And I thought, when I actually do get to go into restaurants, I don't know that I'm just going to go like, there's the pop in and grab a burger place. But at my standards, like, I want to have an experience. I want hospitality. And I'm going to maybe go out less, but go to these places that really do it for me.
Yeah.
Than just like, oh, where are we going to go eat? We need to.
I agree. And I agree that there has to be, it's about a money thing too, right? I mean, like, to me, it's like, if I'm going to spend the money to go do something and take the time to go and do this, I feel like, you know, I want it to be more than just you're here. Great. Like,
and it doesn't have to be fancy food.
This is clear. Yeah. Like I'm not saying like for me. Okay. So Suki Mimi is starting with a $120 10 course tasting menu that you are going to have. And it's vegetarian, you know, and it's a Nix Tamal. So it's, you know, with all the corn. So $120 for 10 courses of, that's what I have no problem. Someone sent me a note being like, oh, that would be nice. And I don't want to have that conversation anymore because if someone is going to go pay, you know, for football tickets or concert tickets, this is the same thing for me, you know, it's my priority and stuff. But I also think like that I'm playing for that experience, which there's no chance that I could have that same experience, like you're saying, at home. But also that hospitality of it, the whole thing, like the sounds, the smells, not just the food, I'm not ever going to value this just on this like, oh, you're getting one piece of corn and a slice of tomato. That's not it. It's the conjunction. It's the story. It's the server. It's the you know, lighting. It's the music. It's all of it.
I think I'm really looking forward to that and that's resonating with me.
Yeah.
Okay, one quick other, because I have a bonus.
Oh.
Kraft and Vinery pickles.
Right, okay.
Kraft and Vine pickles, excuse me.
Kraft and Vine.
He brought me a pickle delivery, and I brought Steph some pickles. They're fresh pickles. You can find them at Lunds and Byerly's. You can find them at Hy-Vee. You know, I'm big into pickles, and I make my own pickles. These were great, great pickles. They were crispy. The habanero was hot. The jardinera that they had, which I don't even know what I'm going to do with it. I'll put it on some sandwich or something.
Sandwich. Make yourself a good old hoagie.
I should probably, yes.
I'm going to make a hoagie tomorrow.
They were just great pickles. And I don't usually buy fresh pickles when I'm in the store. I just don't.
Yeah.
But I would. Like, these were that good. I brought you some Kraft and Vine pickles. Kowalski's, Lunds and Byerly's, and Hy-Vee. Real good local company.
Okay. There you go, kids. Those are our top tops. And we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got some Valentine's.
Valentine's
things. We'll be right back. This is the Weekly Dish. We're brought to you by Hornitos.
Are you thinking of buying or selling a house this year? This is Stephanie Hansen from The Weekly Dish, and you may remember that I sold my townhome in St. Paul and moved to Golden Valley. I love my new house, and it wouldn't have happened without the help of Carrie Augst and Sue Durfee from Lakes Area Realty. Carrie and Sue probably took me through 50 houses last summer, and I made offers on 3 of them. The market moves really fast, and there's a lot of negotiating, and you have to be ready with agents that know what they're going to do, how to get the best price, and the terms you want for inspection and move-in dates. Carrie and Sue were on it. They returned our calls within the hour, even after hours when I called crying, having buyer's remorse on a house that I backed out of. It happens. What can I say? And I loved how seamlessly they navigated between what I wanted and what Kurt wanted. They sold my townhome in one day on the market with multiple offers, while another building in our complex sat on the market for 10 weeks and it had almost the same floor plan. My home was ready because Carrie and Sue helped me to get it ready. Cleaners, stagers, painters, they provided resources for all these things. And if you're buying or selling, call Carrie Augst, CARRIE, and Sue Durfee at carrieandsue.com. That's Carrie and Sue at carrieandsue.com from Lakes Area Realty.
Hey, stay.
Okay. I'm sitting across from my Galentine.
You are my Valentine.
She's a little bitter about the Valentine's, not going to lie.
Am I bitter? Yeah, probably.
A little bit.
I am in a great relationship with myself.
And that's just super.
Oh, and I might buy myself some Valentine's.
You should.
I think I should.
You should. I'm going to be with my kid. So that's always fun. And
because your husband's not going to be there?
No, he'll be there. You guys, you know what? Does he listen to the show? He doesn't listen to the show.
No, I don't think he does.
First of all, this is nothing to do with my segment, but I fell into the Instagram shopping hole. Have you done that yet?
Oh, I have had to return pants to China. Why am I doing that? Why am I buying pants on Instagram, for God's sakes?
I bought a table on Instagram, and you know why I bought it?
Yeah, why?
Because it had a speaker in it.
So ooh.
That's what I bought for my husband for Valentine's.
Okay.
And I was like... And they're like, it's a great quality sound. Like, we don't listen to music very loud anymore.
That is not my thought of Kurt at all.
But I didn't have a gift. So I was like, okay, I'm going to buy the Valentine's Day speaker table.
Yeah.
So I bought that.
Okay.
But yeah, just falling into the Valentine's Day hole. And I was thinking, because last year I got him at Holman's Table. They had a dinner package that you also got the helicopter ride.
Oh, right. I remember that.
Which I'm super excited about. And I don't want to be in the helicopter with him, but he's excited. But we still haven't used it because pandemic. So
it's still good. You did check.
I didn't check, but I think it is. But they're selling that package. So that's a good one if you're looking for something kind of fun and different.
That's a great idea.
Chow Girls has resurrected a bunch of sweet treats. They've got a treats box. That's $50. That was real cute. They've still got really adorable cocktail kits.
Great.
And they've got some other food boxes. A lot of people are doing like special Valentine's Day meals.
Yeah, if you think about this for a second, this is one of the biggest days in the industry. And a lot of it has to do with people, you know, coming out. And of course, they break their restaurants into two tops and stuff. But it's a big day for dining. So doing the meal kits is helping them out.
Yeah.
Because they're at half capacity. And I think we said this last week, but I want to reiterate, you guys, those meal kits have saved the restaurants locally.
Yeah, so which is great.
Think about doing that. I might do that. I might pick up for Valentine's Day just a meal kit. It's also Jake's birthday, so it's kind of like one of those things I might do for that.
Allura Ambiance, which is a candle company that's local.
Yeah.
They make beautiful candles and home fragrances. I just did a podcast with them. They have a BOGO.
Oh.
And their candles are, they're like $50 or $60.
We
love
they're
not a BOGO. Cheap. So if you can get a 2-for-1 and the candles are like, they burn forever.
I love a BOGO.
So Allura candles. Okay. Also, the Alma Spa Kit.
Yes.
This is $75, and this is Restaurant Alma, but they are featuring lots of spa scents and moisturizers and just fun little indulgences that a lot of people won't buy for themselves. So
yes.
I like to do the spa kit.
Let me tell you, I just have to endorse that because I got a food kit as a gift, and I got 2 spa things in it, and it was like this winter balm, and I have used this every day. I love it. Their
Great.
Stuff is gorgeous.
The Chow Girls has a virtual cheese, wine, and charcuterie tasting. So you can buy that and then participate in a video where you watch them on Zoom talk through your choices.
Yeah.
Betty and Earl's, the $15 sweet treat comfort kit. I loved this. I got this for a friend's birthday. It was a tart, 2 butterscotch and chocolate chip cookies, and 1 Minnesota cookie. And it came in a box that had a beautiful bow with a Sharpie. And I wrote like a nice message right on the outside of the box. And I was able to drop it at her front door.
Nice.
It's $15. That's a nice. Pretty inexpensive, quick little I'm thinking about you.
And smaller gifts for birthday people are great because yeah. they are probably getting other lots of gifts.
Yes.
That are food. And wife. There might still be a cake at my house is all I'm going to say.
Spoon and Stable has a beautiful Love of Shellfish virtual class.
Oh.
And you have to register by February 10th, so you can check that out on their website. Also, Alma does have a vegetarian dinner, so if you have a vegetarian in your life, it's $46 per person, and it's dairy-free and gluten-free on request. So
Good.
If you're dealing with someone who's got special needs, that is something to do there. Also, I loved this idea. The Como Zoo Conservatory. They have a pay it forward meal.
Oh!
So this is where you are paying it forward to November of next year, where you get to sit in their conservatory and have a meal for 2. Now, this is a really cool experience because that conservatory is like a giant greenhouse. It's warm.
Gorgeous greenhouse.
There's plants. Yeah. There's beautiful flowers.
Is it open now or not
No.
open? Okay.
So they're doing a pay it forward.
Got
so they're
it,
saying,
it.
Hey, pandemic, but by November, we likely will be open.
Yeah.
So buy an event for love and luxury down the road.
It's a commitment, folks.
Yes.
And we know that people on Valentine's love a commitment.
Yeah. So I was just thinking more about like the fun, sweet treats, not necessarily just the food boxes, but.
I do love the Certix catering one because
Let's talk about that.
It's per person. Hello. So you can be a single person.
Oh,
you know
like
what
a
I'm
Galentine
saying?
For yourself.
You can pick your starter. It's a 3-course. It's like $48, I think. So 3 courses. So you can get your starter. You can get your salad. Then you can choose your lobster bisque or whatever, bucatini. And then you get a sweet treat. And it's like, so you don't have to, because there's all these, some website put up a thing of like, here's, you know, just treat yourself. And they put up all these food boxes for $200. I'm like, that is a waste of food. Like, as a single person, you can't eat through that much food before
right.
it goes bad, you know? So I was kind of, I thought that was weird, but there's definitely places that are doing per person.
I love it.
Then you can just be a single person and just get what you want.
Yes. Also, Inoni in Mendota, which is a lovely Italian restaurant. They have a great to-go package, and they also have in-person dining. I'm just trying to think of all the stuff I've seen this week. There's
been a lot. Well, there's also, yeah, I did my yesterday Fox News was on Valentine's Day.
What was
Day
some
stuff.
Of the stuff
so,
you did?
So I talked about Certix, but I did say that there are places that are doing in-dining. Like, you can
yes.
dine in. Mill Valley Kitchen, they've got a great deal that is 3 courses, $100 for 2 people. So $100. For 2 people, so $50 per person, but it's 3 courses, and they are taking reservations for inside. They're doing a strict time limit on it. I think it's like 75 minutes or something like that, but they also have it to go. So you can choose either to go inside or not. The new Whiskey and Soda Lounge at the top of the Rand Tower Hotel in downtown Minneapolis, they have this new lounge that's open, and you know, you can do like a little quick snacks and bevies situation there, and it's luxe. Let me tell you, if you want to dress up and go somewhere new and fresh, this is a great idea for it. The Whiskey and Soda Lounge at the Rand Tower Hotel, but they're also doing that in-room thing, the in-room dining thing.
Right.
Which I think is a great idea for Valentine's Day. And since they're a newer hotel, they may not be booked up yet. But because I feel like the Hewing and everybody else is probably already booked up for those. But that's a great idea to do it like the 2 of you, you know, in a room and in dining. We talked about Manello. They've got an 8-course menu, a tasting menu.
That's fancy.
I know, for like $100 and 100 something. And Travail, of course, their kit is massive and full of insane great things. You can always add on more, like you can add on the caviar and the you know.
One thing that's oysters. Kind of fun to point out is the Boys and Girls Club are doing a cooking club that features popular local chefs, mixologists. You get as an attendee, you choose from a selection of cocktail, wine pairing, and meal options, and then you get a video, an ingredient list to prepare the meals at home. It's throughout the month of February, and it's a fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club, and they'll have a live virtual program on February 12th at 6 o'clock with Miss Minnesota. So there's that.
Yeah.
You can find that at boysandgirls.org.
Yeah. If you're going to get, and here's where we're going to go again with what we always like to say every year. If you're going to buy someone a box of chocolates, make it small in quality over huge and not good quality. In fact, God, earlier this month, I think we tweeted something. I tweeted something out from Golden Fig that had those beautiful St. Croix chocolates.
Oh, yes.
I mean, they are so exquisite and so beautiful. And if you go there and grab a small box, you know, you don't have to break the bank. But it's so much more intense flavor than just a big box where you have to stick your finger in the bottom of the chocolate to find out what it is.
How about the cute Muddy Paw cheesecakes? They've got conversation harped cheesecakes.
They're 4 inches.
New York cheesecake, they've got different flavors. You can get a box of two, and they're taking orders through February 11th at muddypawscheesecake.com. I'm all for, like, bring me a cheesecake. That's fine.
I know. And we wouldn't be who we are if we didn't shout out to Randy's Pizza and to Devani's.
Yes!
I think both locally owned small businesses who are doing their heart-shaped pizzas because... all you have to do
Randy's is... Randy's heart-shaped pizzas are great. And they have a gluten-free crust. That's quite good.
Yeah, because he turned gluten-free.
Okay, one more quick. Let's say you have super hot, raunchy sex on Valentine's Day night, and then the next day you want brunch. Estelle is doing brunch for two, $59 takeout, and includes a tortilla, it includes pastries, and it includes mimosa, because...
Can you just have brunch, though?
Yes, but maybe you're just going to stay up all night having hot sex in a hotel, and then you want brunch at home.
Why can't I just have brunch?
Estelle.
Okay. We'll be right back. Weekly Dish.
We're gonna start talking like this. We're gonna start singing our intros.
That means I don't know. I've had a lot of coffee today. I guess I was so cold driving in that I basically like slammed my coffee, and I regret that because I don't have any now. I'm all done.
If I was a better friend, I'd go make you some. But B. Arthur has really fallen down on the pods because nobody's in the studio ever.
I know.
So we used to get like coffee pods for the Keurig. Nope. We're dusty. Leftover food on Bradley Trainer's desk. Yeah, you heard me. It's a pigsty in this place.
You are outing our friends. That's all right. But you know what's even better than that is Super Bowl Sunday. Do you like my segues?
I don't think you're Stephanie March if you don't mention the snack ship.
By the way, every year I'm going to post a picture of the snack ship. Can I sing the song? Do you want to build a snack ship? Come along with me. I basically, every time I see snack ship, I think of that song.
I think that's excellent.
I know. Snack ship, of course, was the giant, instead of a snack stadium, in 2018, we built a Viking snack ship. And we're not supposed to have parties this year. We're not supposed to do super spreader events.
Sad.
But... here's the deal. You can still build a snack ship and no one is going to know. You know, no one is going to like look askance if it's just you and your snack ship. So I feel like.
Can you gather outside? Did we decide?
It is not even going to be a degree.
Okay.
I mean, you go ahead. You just go for it. But I don't know how pleasurable.
I know. I'm not
your
doing
hot dog,
anything.
Your little cocktail weenie out there is going to be icicle weenie. Basically.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything.
No, I think stay on your couch. It's a perfect permission to stay on your couch and just eat everything yourself.
The Velveeta block for the queso,
so
the chili. What are you making?
Okay, so here's the deal. I want to also shout out again, you guys, on the Facebook page, we did ask what are your must-haves, and this is always, it ends up being a good list if you're wondering what you should cook, you
Winnie's
know?
Wrapped in crescent dough?
Yeah, people are, you know, it's like wings and nachos and buffalo chicken dip and, you know, a rib Cuban mashup from Naomi.
Rib Cuban.
I know, she's saying she uses the teams to help her choose which food, so she's doing ribs for Kansas City and a Cuban for the Tampa Bay.
That's cute.
I know, I,
like
I love that. So that's a good idea. So there's more of those. So just kind of if you want to go in and throw down. But I do think that I wanted to tell you specifically that because I've been thinking about the beer cheese soup and I actually brought you a little present today because I've been thinking about the beer cheese soup and how you used how much was it like 9 cups of cheese in that?
Eight cups of cheese.
And that has been sitting with me because I wanted to make it, but I was like, I just, that's a lot of cheese is what I was thinking. So,
and if you think it's a lot of cheese,
I know,
that's a problem.
It just kept me thinking like I was eating dip and just spooning hot dip into my face. And not that there's anything wrong with that.
Sure.
But I kind of got to thinking that if I was going to make it like a meal, I would want something more. And then on New York Times Cooking, they put up a recipe for potato cheddar soup. Or potato cheese soup.
Yeah, yum.
So I thought about it and I thought really what that is that's an invitation to make a potato soup like a beer cheese soup and sort of soften it a little bit, use less cheese. And I did. I made it with Yukon Gold potatoes and I subbed out instead of all the stock, it asked for a quart of stock. I just threw in more beer. I just threw beer in there.
Okay.
I threw a bottle of IPA in there.
That works.
And that was good. And instead of cheddar cheese, I used Mexican quesadilla cheese, which actually was perfection because that's basically a Mexican cheddar that you can buy. I buy it at Lunds and Byerly's and it's just a little square kind of over by the cotija. And I got to tell you, I really dug that soup. And it was like, you know, cheesy in the right ways, but it was less than... I felt like it was more hearty, you know, and less...
cheesy.
Yeah, it was. It was less like eating a sauce than it was eating like an actual bowl of soup. So I am going to put up that potato cheddar soup recipe for you guys because I think it was really good and you can just riff on it.
Yeah.
They had some great... they had some quick pickled jalapenos on there.
Oh,
that acid is key to a potato cheddar soup because otherwise it's... Well, same with beer cheese. I mean, I think that's why people put popcorn on it to kind of cut through.
Yeah, I love the beer cheese soup I made, and I did eat like 2 cups of it. But I will say, you know, whenever you eat beer cheese, I think a cup is plenty.
Yeah.
Because it is kind of like eating queso dip.
It is a lot like queso dip. Yeah.
Are you making Mississippi roast, speaking of pickles and pickly?
No, I don't think I am.
Pickle brine?
I think I'm going to make that another time.
That's the chuck roast in the crock pot or the Instant Pot.
But I was very intrigued by that. Yeah. And you use the
pepperoncini.
Pepperoncinis.
And the brine.
Yeah.
That is so good, Stephanie, if you haven't done it.
I know, but that's what I was thinking about that. But I do make... I do make these little roast beef sandwiches, you know, they're like the ranch dressing roast beef sandwiches where you just take those, that little flat of brioche rolls. People use King's Hawaiian too.
Oh, yes.
But I use the brioche rolls. You cut the whole flat in half and then you put it in that 9x13 pan.
Yep.
And so you have like the base of the rolls in the pan. You put, you basically spread a little mayonnaise on them. You put roast beef down and then you put Havarti on top of that, and then you put the top on. You put the whole bread top on, and then you melt a bunch of butter with ranch spice dressing mix, you know, the spicy little spices, and you melt that, and you pour that over the top, and then you wrap it in foil, and you just, it's basically reheating it so that the butter seeps into the bread, and then the cheese gets all melty with the beef, and it's, oh, God, it's unbelievably good.
I've never done that with roast beef, but people do that same sandwich with ham.
Mm-hmm.
Swiss cheese,
you can
or
do any
Reuben,
sort of,
and then a poppy seed top.
Yeah, you could do, I mean, like, it's all over. I think they're even called, like, football game day sandwiches or something
and
like that.
And then they're kind of pull apart once they're done.
You could do salami if you wanted to in there with,
gross.
Like...
Nobody wants hot salami.
Oh, what? Everybody wants hot salami.
Ew.
What?
Hot salami?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like, on your hoagies? That's a whole hoagie thing. Like,
but
having...
hoagies are usually kind of room temperature or cold. Like, I don't
Not
want
my hoagies,
hoagie.
Baby cakes. No, I want a hot salami.
Okay.
I want a hot salami.
I know dun, you want dun, a dun, hot dun. Salami.
Holy moly. There it goes. Devolving. Oh, my God. I want a hot hoagie. Oh. This is just going to be the way it goes today. I think
I'm 10.
I think you are 10.
I'm a 10-year-old boy.
Listen, I
just heard you say I want a hot salami.
I know. We can't do it. It's my someone's already retweeted.
Day coming up.
Someone has already retweeted the whole raunchy, you know, thing going
raunchy.
On.
And when I said hot raunchy sex, the funniest part is after we got off the air, Stephanie goes, "Yeah." And I just heard you say raunchy.
I heard her say raunchy first. And I was kind of confused for a moment. That's a little bit where our relationship is at this point in time.
Well, this is a pop culture radio station.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. People are probably really annoyed with us right now.
But it's fine.
Okay.
We give you your recipes. Yes. Calm down.
Don't
we can
worry
talk about ranchy
we
versus
will
raunchy.
Give you the recipes.
You can have your hot hoagie.
I'm going to move on to cheesy beans. Can I move on to cheesy beans?
Please, because nothing says hot like cheesy beans.
Cheesy, spicy.
Could you talk about the Dutch oven next?
Oh, God. This is so... Are we going to break yet, Hope? Can we go to break?
Talk about your cheesy beans.
Oh, my God. The spicy black bean with white cheddar, like the melty thing situation in one skillet. Yes! Here's the thing with that. I know that you eat beans all the time.
Yes.
Did you see, by the way, sidebar, but related, that Samin is gone from New York Times? She's done.
Samin Nosrat?
Yeah. She's leaving New York Times Cooking Channel because she's going to go focus on her second book. So we'll give her the mazel for that because we need her to get that second book done.
Well, and in the meantime, we have Zoe Bakes on the Magnolia Channel, but don't get me started.
Yeah, we're not talking about that yet. We're not talking about this, but what I wanted to say about Samin's last goodbye article in the New York Times, it was say goodbye with beans. And I thought about you because you are such a bean person.
Yes.
But her rave is do not do beans in the Instant Pot. She has not loved them that way. I know. Controversy.
Well,
because the water doesn't evaporate. And so she was basically saying that you get a big soupy mess. That's not what
she
wants.
I feel that way about this crock pot.
Yeah.
If you're making beans in the crock pot, you're going to end up with very little texture and lots of beany, starchy water, which is great for certain things like soups.
Sure.
But my Instant Pot, I mean, who's got time to soak their beans overnight and cook them for 4 hours on the stove the next day?
I think the soaking, I don't know. I don't think the soaking is the thing, really.
Beans have lots of different textures and no way is right or wrong. And you don't always, if I'm making like a bean salad, I want a bean that has a good texture and not going to break apart.
Yeah.
So I would think about how I'm going to cook that differently than if I was making a white bean ham soup.
Totally.
I would just throw that in the crock pot.
Totally. This one I'm talking to you about today, this cheesy, spicy black bean bake is something that if you're also thinking about like having a, you know, if you're thinking just, I need to add in a non-meat product, if you've got your beefy sandwiches and you've got your like
wings.
Sheet pan, nachos with pork and you've got your wings. This one is really nice because it's just black beans and it's got fried garlic and caramelized tomato paste and smoked paprika and cumin. And then you just basically throw a ton of cheddar or manchego on top and it gets all melty and it's kind of just a perfect scooper. But you could also do this and then crack some eggs into it, you know, and have like a breakfast bean thing if you want to.
Or serve it alongside your giant hot salami.
Yeah, you certainly could. Just gonna let you keep going on this. So we're gonna put all of those recipes up for you. And I'm just gonna tell you that I am not doing shiitake nachos because my kid looked at me and he goes, "Don't you do that every year?" I'm like, "Oh."
So you're going to do something different.
Yeah. Well, I'm making the little roast beef sandwiches, you know, the game day sandwich, because that's, you know, his request. And then I think I'm making these cheesy beans, actually, which I have never made before, but I'm very excited to try. And then I'm having to decide whether or not I want to do wings or not. But I've said I have tried to do wings, and every year I get angry because they're not the way I want them to be, and it's a lot of work, and then I get mad. So I'm thinking I don't know if I've committed to it or not yet.
I don't know. If you use my recipe and then you don't like it, I'm going to be upset. So use someone else's.
Okay, I'll use someone else's recipe. All right, you guys. Sorry about that segment. We'll be right back.
That was great.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Weekly Dish. Thanks for joining us today, you guys. It's been a fun day.
We were just talking about moms that we know.
Yeah.
Because there's this big article in the New York Times about how moms are just really struggling during the pandemic.
Yeah, how the pandemic has basically proved out the rule that balance doesn't exist.
No, like, and that moms are supposed to do it all.
Working moms, I mean,
clean the house, have sex, be the emotional support, feed your children,
cook all the food,
do
all the laundry,
be their teacher, be their nurse,
be the teacher,
be their therapist.
Oh my God. I was telling this to Joey in Chicago, and I was like, God, if this would have happened when you guys were all, you guys were little and I had four kids running around, no way.
Yeah, it would have been a real different deal.
Yeah.
We were talking about how a couple of moms that we know
and I think it's okay to say Elizabeth Reese is one of these moms that occasionally take a weekend alone.
Yeah.
Like you rent an Airbnb for yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
To just get away.
I think it's a wonderful idea. And I think if you can do like a little you time staycation and just get into like, yeah, just go hit an Airbnb, go get a hotel room. I mean, the idea that someone is going to make your bed for you and, you know, would like ring up, bring you like a plate of food and stick it outside your door. I am here for that.
Yeah. You don't even have to let that person in to make your bed. You're only there for 2 days.
Right.
You can totally cloister, be all alone, see no one.
See no one.
Have food delivered outside.
Watch every movie you possibly want. Take three baths. Think about that.
Oh, I did that
I would
once.
Totally take a hotel room with like a big old jacuzzi tub and I would absolutely not leave and I would just order room service, watch movies and take baths.
I think we just thought of the perfect Valentine that really most women want.
That is. Oh my God.
Just to be
here, honey, I love you. You're allowed to get away from me.
I love you so much.
So much.
I'm giving you the gift
I'm
of
I'm giving
time
you this,
alone.
Oh, yeah, away from me.
I did. I was having kind of an existential crisis when Ellie was pretty little. And I went to Santa Monica, California by myself and stayed there for 4 days in a luxury hotel called The Shutters.
Did they know you were gone? I mean, like, you didn't just leave, right?
No. Okay. I went with purpose. And I just was strung out. And the first day there, I watched the Food Network the entire day, horizontal, laying in this super plush bed with room service.
Yep.
The second day, I took a bath and walked on the beach in Santa Monica. The third day, I did a little bit of shopping, like at the little cute boutiques. And I didn't even call home, like for 4 days. And then I arrived home and I remembered I have a rock from walking the beach that day that I still have. And
That's
it was
nice.
Sort of like, I can...
That's huge.
It just was a really big moment in my life. I don't know why, but I still have the rock and I still think about that weekend in Santa Monica with myself.
I'm a big fan of picking up a rock wherever you are that's significant.
Oh, I do that a lot. That's funny. We've never talked about that before.
Yeah, I actually just sent one to one of my kids because he was in a rough spot and we were together and I picked up a rock and I said, and I didn't tell him this, but I thought I'm going to hold this until I know he's in a good space. And I just sent it to him. So I was like, I feel like you earned your rock, you know, and like you're in a good space finally. So I think that's a wonderful thing. Hey, there's a lot of good stuff happening, you guys. Brother Justice Distillery is open now.
And is House of Gristle doing the food there?
She is, yes.
Jametta
is doing the food. And it's just like snacky plates. It's not like, don't expect like dinner and stuff.
Snacky plates.
But it's really great. And I walked in the space last week and it was just, it's gorgeous. And it's, God, it's open and airy. If you are at all worried about staying in small spaces, this is not it. It is wonderful. And it is very calm and, you know, it's a very cool place. It's just in North Minneapolis or northern. It's actually Columbia Heights, I think. And it overlooks the golf course. And there's like, you know, these like cross country skiers going by all the time.
Nice.
It's very dulcet.
Fika and the Swedish Museum opened, too.
Yes.
And that has real high ceilings.
Yes.
Feels airy. If I was going to go and have coffee with a friend,
you would
that,
do that
would be a place I would go. But since I'm not.
OK, I think also, by the way, you can get the meatball feast from Fika to go.
Yum.
Like you can
Swedish
get the meatballs,
meatball
the lingonberries, all the
their
stuff with it.
Swedish meatballs are fantastic.
You can get a feast to go from their marketplace. So do that.
Oh,
if you
I
need
might
to.
Do that for my mother-in-law. She
I was
loves
thinking about that.
Swedish meatball.
I was thinking that we should maybe make sure that people know about that. By the way, Prieto Taqueria, which was at Lynn Lake for a long time, you know, closed and then reopened at 47th and Nicollet.
I just drove by it and I was like, oh, this is how you know.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I drive by places and I'm like, oh my gosh, look at that cute new place. Oh my gosh, look at that cute new place. There's some place that took over the Olive Garden or Good Earth or something up in Roseville that's going to be like a banh mi shop. That
oh, Misant.
So
yeah.
That they, looked great.
They took over the Baker Square that was there.
Yeah, Baker and Square. That's
yeah,
what it was.
That's Misant is spectacular.
I was like, this is a whole place I've never even heard of. I can't wait to go.
Yeah. They have a location up in Brooklyn Park and they are, so they're really, really good there. I'm excited for that one for sure. And actually up in that same area, you know, that Joe's Crab Shack in Roseville has finally re-emerged as High Pines Brewery.
Oh.
And they have a Tipsy Steer there now too. So Tipsy Steer is kind of a smart,
this is
know,
a local kind of suburban concept, isn't it?
Yeah, and they started in Blaine at a brewery there. They were kind of like, we'll do the food. You do the beer, we'll do the food.
Great.
And then they opened up in South Minneapolis in their own brick and mortar spot, but they're still doing, this High Pines, it's their third location. And now they've got great burgers.
There's I love
great
the
burgers
name,
and
Tipsy
handhelds
Steer.
And all the good stuff. Handhelds.
Handhelds is
people love to say handhelds.
Short for hot
sandwiches.
Hoagie.
Yeah.
Hot beef salami. Big beef salami.
Hey, we're going to have... I'm just going to keep rolling, yo. We have next week, we're going to have Tim McKee come and maybe Kieran Folliard, if we can get them both on. I don't know if we can. We'll see if we can. And because it's got to be, I mean, like, they're pairing up to do these cool meal kits at Kieran's Kitchen. And twice a month, they're going to launch these kits that are
the
basically...
The first one I saw with the beef tortellini and the walnuts looked really good.
Yeah, it's like, basically what they're doing is... Yeah, we'll just preface it right now. So what they're doing is they're going to say... They kind of have a challenge of like, here's Bakersfield flour, here's Red Table meats, here's LMR cheese. You basically have to make a meal kit using those three products in some way, shape, or form. And so then they challenged everybody and they got... all of Tim McKee's friends on board, meaning, you know, Jack Riebel, Diane Yang, John Whipfley, Jorge Guzman, Tammy Wong, Ann Kim, you know, Danny Del Prado. All these people have agreed to do a kit from Kieran's Kitchen at some point. So we're going to have them on next week to talk a little bit about what that means and what that looks like to support these local makers. But I do want to say one other thing. LMR Cheese is doing a CSA box.
Oh, those cheeses are wonderful.
Let me tell you, this was such a deal. I did this... earlier this year, right before Thanksgiving, I think I did a cheese box. And I got to tell you, that is, it was so great. And it was so nice to have those cheeses because sometimes you can't find them in the stores you go to, I feel like. Like, you may see one kind, but you wanted the other.
You usually see that, Brie.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely do. But it was great to get a box. And so they're doing, you know, just cheese boxes that you can have sent to you. You can go, or you can go pick them up. You know, I think it's a monthly thing.
I like a good cheese box.
Okay, last thing I want to make sure that we mentioned is Smack Shack's 8th anniversary, because you had mentioned being on their patio and loving it,
so great.
Everything else. They are doing, if you go this weekend, ask for a raffle ticket, because on Monday night they're having a seafood and meat raffle.
Hilarious.
Online. Isn't that the best?
Yes.
So just go and grab a little snack at the, you know, on the patio, or, you know, go have a drink at the bar, and then ask for your raffle ticket. And then on Monday at 6:30, you go on to Facebook Live and they'll be drawing numbers.
Okay.
Isn't that cool?
Yes. And I feel like I could be totally down for that.
I know. I feel like I've just given you a reason to go.
Yeah. Maybe tomorrow I get out and I go have a drink on their outdoor patio in the 10 below. With my big hat and my face mask.
I think that if anywhere, that's the patio to go to.
Just to get my ticket.
I would like you to put it to the test.
I might have to do a small video where the first 3 seconds is my staring blankly into the screen.
You love when I throw a challenge.
Which you've just made me aware I do every time I do a video.
You do. It's fine. Hey, everybody. Ciao, ciao. Have a good one.
Have a great weekend.